It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and a belated Merry Christmas. Of course, I think I said Merry Christmas on the last episode. This is the day after Christmas. I have to tell you one thing. Some of the content today is going to be Christmas-related because I had already put it together. And I was going to try to put the show out yesterday, but then yesterday afternoon we got invited to a party. And that took up all of my afternoon and evening, so the show didn't get out yesterday. So I apologize. You can save all this Christmas content and listen to it next year. But it's some pretty good stuff. It's mainly off the PodSafe Music Network and a couple other places. And something I've got out here that I thought was pretty cool, and I'm going to play that up for you here next. It is the audio from the Country Bear Jamboree Christmas version. It's pretty cool. It's been gone since 2001 here in Southern California. And I guess they're still playing it back in Florida. But it's been gone out here for quite a while. Although there are some rumors that it is going to rear its not-so-ugly head over in California Adventure one of these days. But I have to be honest that if they were going to do it, I think this last refit that they did with the park, they probably would have done it there. So I really don't see it coming. But hey, maybe. We'll see. It would be a very good fit for the Grizzly River Rapids area there. Like, I'm really not sure exactly where they'd put it. But, you know, hey, they can move things around. They might figure out a way to do it. So, next up, here is the Country Bear Jamboree Christmas show. And I'll be back after that. So, here we go.
Oh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Melvin, that's supposed to be my song.
Huh?
Look, Melvin, I'm the deer. I got the red nose, so I get to sing.
Ain't we gone through all this before?
Well, I don't see why he always gets to sing.
Hold the phone there, boys. Where's your Christmas spirit? Sorry, folks. Gomer, let's show 'em how it's done.
Ain't he a sight for sore eyes?
Well, he sounds better than he looks, that's for sure.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Yup, soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is a carol that you sang right within your heart. Howdy, folks, and welcome to this special Christmas celebration at the good old Country Bear Jamboree. The snow's softly falling, the stockings are hung, and coming from the kitchen there's the sweet smell of turkey and yams.
Mm-hmm.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that'll be on your own front door. Ladies and gents, the Five Bear Run! When the snow begins a falling and your blood begins to freeze, it's time to stomp and holler and slap your hairy knees.
So hand me down my banjo. I think I'm gonna sing.
The time for sitting idle's in the summer or the spring. We're making tracks in the snow. Everything is rosy. No more hibernating, boys.
We're up on our feet.
Just making tracks in the snow. Keep it warm and cozy. shining bright. My feet up on my underdog, my arm around my wife. They may be old and toothless, but I've had them all my life. We're making tracks in the snow, and everything is rosy. No more hibernating, boys.
We're up on our feet.
Just making tracks in the snow, keep warm and cozy. Shivering and shaking too. Shivering and shaking to that good old country beat.
On the first day of Christmas, I said to my mate, I'm a-going hunting and I might be home late. The next day of Christmas, seems I lost my way. And I ain't seen my cabin since dawn yesterday. Oh, what a Christmas, I'm lonely and lost. And I'm shaking and sneezing and covered with frost. I fell in the river and lost all my food. Don't sing me no carols, 'cause I ain't in the mood. Next year at Christmas, I think I'll use my head and spend the 12 days of Christmas in my bed.
Next year, stay home.
You be careful with that squirrel gun now, Wendell.
Oh, heck. It ain't even loaded.
Sorry.
Rufus, I need a little light down here. Thanks, Rufus. And now, here's a little gal who's sure to break the ice at any skating party. Our own Trixie.
Oh, the lake's all frozen over. Got my skates and I'm ready to go. But I'm waiting for my honey, 'cause I can't skate if he don't show.
Sing it, gal.
But he's in his cave just snoring. I hear you in there, baby, and don't think I don't.
I know you do.
While my broken heart's just freezing out here in the snow.
You look cold, too.
Yeah, real cold.
I got those hibernating blues.
Yes, you do.
Those hibernating blues.
Those low-down blues.
Real low-down.
Without my furry baby, springtime better come real soon.
Here it comes.
Look out.
If you come out and skate with me, I will be real nice.
All right.
But baby, if you stay inside, I'll be cold as ice. I got those aggravating, keep me waiting, hibernating blues. Oh, yeah.
Mighty nice.
Lovely, lovely.
That was mighty pretty there, Trixie.
Why, thank you, Henry. Oh, Henry, how'd you like to come on over and try out this here mistletoe?
Oh, well,
come on, Henry, where's your Christmas spirit?
Yeah,
what's the matter? Got cold feet?
Well, gee, Trixie.
Much obliged, fellas.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
La 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 la.
La 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 la,
he didn't sneeze.
Keep us out the wind and weather. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
I got my bag of presents, and I'm in your neighborhood. I
I'll be dropping down your chimney, cause I know you've been extra good. I'm your rock and roll Santa, baby. Your rock and roll Santa, baby, that's me. Oh, better put on your pretty red dress, darling. You're going cruising with me. You better take out those curves. Special. And if you'll inject a sleigh, we can fly across the rooftops to my North Pole highway. I'm your rock and roll Santa, baby. Your rock and roll Santa, oh baby, that's me. I'm the bad guy with the presents. I'm gonna shake your Christmas tree. Oh baby, that's me.
Blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Hey, help me out here.
You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white.
I can't hear you.
Blue Christmas.
I thought you was gonna sing.
Let's warm things up in here, ladies and gentlemen. Bunny, Bubbles, and Eula.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, just hear them sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Here she is, that charming chanteuse of the ski slopes, swinging teddy bear.
My.
Gosh.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I I sure do enjoy singing with you, Teddy.
Why, thank you, Henry. Y'all want to come up and sign my cast?
Soon as I can find a pen, I'll be there.
I sure am looking forward to the new year.
Yep, ain't nothing like a brand new year to lift your spirits. Of course, I could be wrong.
Another new year wouldn't be quite as hard if you'd only come back or at least send a card. Another new year and I'm lonely and low since you stole my heart and my truck and my dog.
Oh no, not his truck.
Sammy, help me out here.
Sure thing, Henry. Now you folks join right in if you've a mind to.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it,
you would.
That's my tune, Melvin.
Oh, yeah, says who?
Are we starting this again?
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the lane,
snow is glistening.
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman
until the other kiddies knock him down.
Winter clothes,
ain't it thrilling?
Though your nose
is a-chillin'.
Hey, we'll rollick and play the Eskimo Bay.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Everybody!
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Hand in hand.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Walking in a winter wonderland. What about some light?
Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter.
Over here. Well, folks, I guess that about does it for our show. Now bundle up, stay warm,
and come back and see us real soon.
Happy holidays, y'all.
The stockings are hung by the palm tree with care. It's a bone-chilling 60 degrees in the air. The holiday spirit just isn't quite there. It's California Christmas. The shops are just packed, but they usually are. The sellers all import their pines from afar. You won't see a snowplow on anyone's car. It's California Christmas. You might see some lights every 30th house, and know that's a bump, it's not Santa Claus. Hollywood Boulevard's done up all nice, but no place else is, that's because it's California Christmas.
Ba 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 ba
feel like Christmas in Burbank in short. Getting on over to LA Airport, spending the week with my folks in New York. California, don't feel like Christmas.
I wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Can we take a direct flight back to reality, or do we have to change planes in Denver?
Have left their marks everywhere. My wife says she's adding to the Christmas cheer by saying, to heck with you, Jack. I'm out of here. Oh, Christmas in Victorville, it's got its charm. Christmas in Victorville, sound the alarm. Why? Oh, why? The mall is packed with slime balls from down below. They migrate to this mecca of welfare and dirty snow. My neighbor has a nut lab, a guard dog at his door. He shoots off his AK-47 whenever he's bored. Now he's bored. Christmas in Victorville, it's got its charm. Christmas in Victorville, sound the alarm. Raise your glass high and curse the desert sky. Christmas in Victorville, why? My wife was a nice gal, but she came to town. Then she drank the water, and our ship ran aground. So Christmas time is special, oh so special this year. Hey bud, can you please pour me another tall, cold beer? Christmas in it's got its charm. Christmas in Victorville, sound the alarm. Raise your glass high and curse the desert sky. Christmas in Victorville, why? Oh, Christmas in Victorville, it's got its charm.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Podcatier, podcasting right on schedule, whenever we damned well feel like it.
Now, next up is Billy Hill and the Hillbillies and their famous Christmas show, which, of course, has been moved out back to the Big Thunder Ranch area. And, you know, I used to really like it when it was in the Golden Horseshoe. But it's nice out back at Big Thunder Ranch. It's not quite the same, but it's still nice out there. And here, as I just said, is their Christmas special. And I really enjoyed this. So I hope you do, too. So here we go.
Thank you.
Ouch. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ting 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 ting. Come on, it's lovely weather for us here at the getaway. As sun is falling, friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for us here at the getaway. Sick about you people. You are about to see what we call the Billy Hill Holiday Spectacular. We just call it the Spectacular for short amongst ourselves. And we're lucky to be playing on this fine stage. We're also so fortunate to be working with Santa Claus. We work with Santa Claus on a daily basis. We work, we break with him, we take breaks, we eat lunch. We're getting to know the man behind the beard. The man who supplied all these instruments every year for Christmas, we get musical instruments, which annoys our mom because she's got sensitive hearing. She wants peace and quiet. However, she does have a fondness for Christmas songs or holiday music. So we're going to do a medley that points out all those things that annoy her in a way that won't push her over the edge. You're not ignorant. You didn't say ukulele. Mom's annoyed by this because the mandolin because she thinks it sounds too plinky. That's pretty plinky. Mama don't let no mandolin play in here. I said, Mama don't let no mandolin play in here. We don't care what Mama don't let her play that mandolin here. Mama don't let no mandolin play in here. She thinks it's way too loud. She also thinks it plays too many notes, too many unnecessary notes. I don't think you need all those notes. That one, yeah, that one. You need that one. Mama don't let no banjo play in here. Well, I said, Mama don't let no banjo play in here. We don't care. Mama don't let no play that banjo in here. Mama don't let no banjo play in here. Bass is too big, takes up too much room in the house. She also thinks that a bass slap solo sounds too clattery. Mama don't allow no bass slapping here. Mama don't allow no bass slapping here. We don't care. Mama don't allow us to slap that bass anyhow. Mama don't allow no bass slapping here. Come on!
Jump in through there.
So sensitive. Of course, she's annoyed by bluegrass music, but she loves seeing us having fun playing together. Mama rolled down a bluegrass bed here. Mama rolled down a bluegrass bed here. We'll kill. Mama rolled down a bed that bluegrass anyhow. Mama rolled down a bluegrass bed here. Some of you children are hoping Santa Claus brings you something that you got, are hoping for or wish. I know my brother Billy always wanted a hula hoop, but he never got that hula hoop. I think he's outgrown that anyway, but he did get a lot of musical instruments. One year he got a toy train set. I remember it clearly. He was still in diapers. I think he was about 16 years old. And we were hoping that 15, I'm sorry, he's kind of sensitive. But he did get a toy train set, and it inspired him to play the Orange Blossom Special even better. This time of year when he does the Orange Blossom Special, he puts lots of red and green in there. There's a lot of songs. There's a gajillion songs. Well, hundreds of songs. How many are there, probably? Okay, 15. But listen to the way he does this. You got to listen really close because you think he's playing a certain song, a certain Christmas song, and then ends up being three other ones. So it's almost impossible. Almost impossible. So let's get started with the Orange Blossom Special. Worth a deal. Oh gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be
If I could only play my fiddle, all I want for Christmas is my fiddle. My two front teeth, my two front teeth. Now that I've got my two front teeth, then I can wish you merry. Happy holiday. Happy holiday. Happy holiday. This is the time of the good food, especially the way our mama cooks. Mama can cook. Can mama cook? Mama's a good cook. How about grandma? Not so good. Not so good. She loves to cook, so we pretend we like it. We don't want to hurt her feelings because she's a sweet lady. But she cooks a dessert. Everybody has this dessert during the holidays, and I've never seen a soul ever eat a piece of it. Even if you got coffee or milk, it's still something you don't need. I don't know what the deal is or why people think they need to have it or give it. Grandma can cook this and make something worse. The name of this song is called Grandma's Killer Fruit Cake. We're going fine till the day I heard the doorbell and chill ran up my spine. So I grabbed the wife and children as the postman dragged it in. This year the Christmas nightmare has just come back again. It was harder than the head of Uncle Buck, heavy as a silver and a preacher lucky. Well, enough to give the whole state of Kentucky a great big belly ache. It was denser than a drove a barnyard turkeys. Well, it was early Christmas morning when the sun went out. So let's do this again. It was early Christmas morning when the phone rang us awake. It's Grandma, Pa, she wants to know, did we like the cake? And I said, hello, Grandma. Yes, we're having a great time. Yes, happy holidays. We're having a beautiful holiday. Yes, we got it. We got it, Grandma. Grandma, they used a hydraulic to get off the truck. Yes, Grandma, that costs a lot. What, you want to send us another one? Grandma, I don't think you can afford the postage. I'm doing this as a favor for you. Well, so in other words, please don't send us anymore. It was harder than a head of Uncle Bucky. Had to have a servant or preacher lucky. One enough to give the whole state of Kentucky a great big belly ache. When you think of the best shows at Disneyland, when you think of through the years, the standout shows, I immediately think of the Bear Jamboree.
Woo! That was a
great show, yes. They were so consistent. We love their show so much, we wanted to be friends, basically. We went over and over again, hoping that they'd notice that we're in the audience. So we kept sitting up close and waving to them, but they never seemed to even know we were there. I don't know if it was the lighting or if they're stuck up or whatever, but we went so often, went over 1,000 times, thousands of times we saw their show, but they never ever came to see us even once. But then we still have a gig here. Oh. That was tacky. I apologize for that. That was a little way to go, especially during the holidays. I apologize for that. It's just jealousy. They're more famous than we are. They've done a big movie. We've never done a movie. So I'd please take that back. Please forget I even said that. Because the bottom line is we love their show. And we love especially the way they would close a show. They would use a sing-along. And I think we're going to do a sing-along right now. We have our sing-along. This good-looking guy right now, right here, his name is Austin. Austin, I think he's probably from New Mexico. It's good to have Austin here with us. And he's going to help us. He's going to instruct you what to do. So if we don't know what he's doing because he's using cards and we don't read, so we're not sure what those cards say. But I'm sure y'all can read, and let's get it going. Let's do our sing-along. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Certainly no place to go.
Let it snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I'm watching for the bottom. I should turn the way down low.
Let it snow.
Snow.
Rudolph, a red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never met poor Rudolph, but in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, wish your nose so bright, won't you find my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Remember Blood on the Saddle? That's Big Al right here. We've got Liver Lips Louie Wendell, and of course we got Shaker right here. Let's hear it for the Bear.
This show is brought to you by the fine folks at Toys Etc., your one-stop shop for all the toys your mom threw away. Looking for something special for a birthday or anniversary? Find that special person a toy from their past. If anyone can find it, it's Toys Etc. Look them up at toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
Captain's Log, Stardate 6051. Had trouble sleeping last night. My hiatal hernia is acting up. The ship is drafty and damp. I complain, but nobody listens.
Star Trek 12. So very tired.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and may God always bless you.
Now, next up is a little something I recorded, and I gave it to my daughter, and also kind of intended it for my grandson, who's due in a couple of months. Because, hey, I won't be around forever. And I've read this for 27 years on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day to my daughter. And I thought it'd be nice if there was a recording of it around for when I'm not around anymore. So, anyway, I thought you might get a kick out of it. I thought it came out pretty good. So, next up is me reading The Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all!" and to all a good night.
Merry Christmas from Boss Radio. 93 KHJ.
Well, Podcasters, that's all for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. It ran a little long. It's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of an hour long, which is long for Podcaster. And I hope you genuinely had a wonderful year this year. And I hope you'll be back next week for the next fine episode of the Podcaster Podcast. And I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow, and I hope you'll be out there to join me. Because haven't been in about a week, and I got to get back out there and record some more fine Podcaster Park audio. So y'all have a magical Disney week, and remember those that are no longer with us when New Year's comes around. That's always what I try to do, is keep those people in mind that aren't with us anymore. That life would be a little more fun if they were still around. But, hey, just keep them in mind, and that things aren't quite so bad. So, y'all take care. Like I said, you have a magical Disney week, and we'll see you at the park.
Podcaster is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons or Disney characters without satirical purpose or the act of reviewing a product or reporting on an event is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California and is protected by a Creative Commons Sharealike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcaster, please email us at podcaster@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon. Drive carefully on your way home. Good night.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to...
to say good night to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because.